Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of several infrastructure and development projects from Ekta Nagar in Gujarat this evening. India and China complete disengagement at Debsang and Demchok region of eastern Ladakh after 4.5 years of standoff. As country gears up for Festival of Lights, Ayodhya celebrates Grand Deepotsav with lighting of 25 lakh earthen lamps this evening. Railways operating thousands of special trains to cater to rush of passengers during the festive season. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala, Karaikal and Mahe during next 3 days. And at least 64 killed in flash floods in eastern Valencia region of Spain. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various infrastructural and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar, Kevadia, Gujarat this evening. The Prime Minister inaugurated the bonsai garden, sewage treatment plant, Sardar and sub-district hospital. The projects launched today aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility and support sustainability initiatives in the area. The Prime Minister, who is on a 2-day visit to Gujarat, also addressed the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course in Aramb 6.0. It includes 653 officer trainees from 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan. A report.
The newly constructed sub-district hospital, having a capacity of 50 beds, was built at a cost of 22 crore rupees. The hospital will provide essential medical services to the citizens of Ekta Nagar. For the ease of tourists visiting Statue of Unity, 10 smart bus stands and pickup stands were also inaugurated today in the first phase, along with 4 megawatt solar power project. Apart from this, a world-class bonsai garden focusing on sustainable development will also be developed as a tourist attraction. The Sardar Sarovar Dam Experience Center is also being established, which will showcase the dam's operations and its transformative impact through 6 galleries. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The disengagement process at the Debsang and Demchok regions of eastern Ladakh has been completed between India and China after 4.5 years of military standoff along the line of actual control, LAC. According to army sources, talks will continue at local commander's level and the border patrolling will resume soon, marking a significant step towards restoring normalcy in the region. The sources said verification is in progress and patrolling modalities will be decided between ground commanders. Indian Army sources also reported that both sides will exchange sweets tomorrow on the occasion of Diwali. A report.
Recently, India and China had reached an agreement on the patrolling arrangements along line of actual control LAC in eastern Ladakh. The disengagement process began on 22nd of this month with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures at the Debsang and Demchok areas. During their meeting on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping had agreed that the special representative on the India-China boundary question will meet at an early date to oversee the management of peace and tranquility in border areas and to explore a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable solution to the boundary question. As per the agreement, India and China have agreed to communicate in advance when conducting patrols in sensitive zones. With Bhupendra Singh, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the inauguration of C-295 aircraft manufacturing complex in Vadodara is a watershed moment for India's defence and aerospace journey. Sharing his article on social media platform in LinkedIn, Mr. Modi said the speed of execution is breathtaking, from foundation stone to operational facility in just 2 years. He further said defence production has soared to 1.27 lakh crore rupees in 2023-24. The Prime Minister said complete defence ecosystem is being transformed. Mr. Modi and Spanish President Pedro Sanchez jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing C-295 aircraft in Vadodara, Gujarat, on Monday. Scrutiny of nominations for the second phase assembly elections polling in Jharkhand and single phase in Maharashtra was held today in Jharkhand. 634 candidates have filed their nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of November. Candidates can withdraw their nominations till Friday, a report.
Withdrawal process of candidatures for the first phase of elections completed today. 743 candidates are in the fray. 43 constituencies will go to polls in the first phase of elections on the 13th of November. Counting of votes will be undertaken on 23rd November. Meanwhile, during search operations, illegal materials and cash worth over 121 crore have been seized from different parts of the state since the announcement of the assembly elections. Combing operation is being carried out in Naxal-infested areas to ensure trouble-free elections. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, this is Renuka for Akashvani News.
In Maharashtra, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 4th of November. The National Commission for Women has expressed anguish over a report regarding alleged rape of a domestic help, a tribal woman from Odisha, by a man in Kerala. An FIR was lodged in the matter on the 17th of this month. The accused has been absconding. The commission has called for immediate action from the state's law enforcement authorities and requested the Director General of Police, Kerala, to ensure a fair and time-bound investigation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. As Diwali approaches, the festive spirit is sweeping across the country. In Uttar Pradesh, a grand Deepotsav was held at 55 ghats of Saryu River of Ayodhya, including Ram Ki Pairi, this evening. The Uttar Pradesh government achieved the 7th Guinness World Record by lighting more than 25,12,000 diyas on Deepotsav. This year, another world record was created in which 1,121 Batuks performed the largest aarti together on the ghats of Saryu. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, several other cabinet ministers and a large number of saints attended the event. We have a report.
Today's Deepotsav is a day of resolution for us that we will make this country the most powerful, prosperous and capable country in the world. CM Yogi Adityanath said this year is a special and divine for Ayodhya, as the 500-year wait ended on January 22 and Lord Ram returned to the newly constructed temple. The newly transformed image of Ayodhya is capturing global attention today. A grand drone and laser show was also organized to mark this occasion. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News.
In West Bengal, Kali Pujo and Diwali will be celebrated tomorrow. We have this report.
The festive mood is prevailing in Bengal for Kali Puja and Diwali to be celebrated tomorrow. Ma Kali idols are being brought in the puja pandals, which have been decorated with lights and diyas across the state. People are busy in buying sweets, gift items and crackers for the celebration. Today is being observed as Bhut Chaturdashi and people light 14 earthen diyas in memory of their ancestors. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In Delhi, major hospitals are fully prepared to deal with cases of burn injuries during Diwali. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia and Safdarjung hospitals have reserved beds for patients suffering from burn injuries due to fire incidents. Talking to Akashvani News, Dr. Manish Singhal, head of the Department of Burns and Plastic Surgery, AIIMS, said that around 25% beds have been reserved for such patients.
अगर किसी को जलने का कोई शिकायत हो जाए उसके लिए हमने काफी तैयारी, हमने आईसीयू में, वार्ड में, एमरजेंसी में बेड खाली रखे हैं और हमने एडिशनल डॉक्टर, नर्सेज और टेक्निकल मैन पावर को डेब्यूट किया है। हमने सारा अपना जो हमको लगता है कि ड्रेसिंग का सामान और जो दवाइयां उसको हमने स्टॉक किया है।
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar have greeted the people on the eve of Diwali. Indian Railways are running 7,296 special trains to cater to the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. To deal effectively with the high passenger volumes during the festive season, the railways have taken several steps for better crowd management and providing seamless services to passengers at major railway stations of Delhi. Talking to Akashvani News, Divisional Railway Manager Sukhvinder Singh said, sale of platform tickets at major railway stations in Delhi has been barred till the 7th of November.
उन्होंने 26 अक्टूबर से 7 नवंबर तक दिल्ली के चारों मेजर स्टेशन पे हमने प्लेटफॉर्म टिकट बंद कर दिया है क्योंकि काफी लोग उनको छोड़ने आते थे और उससे एक्स्ट्रा भीड़ हो जाती थी। जो भी आदमी दिव्यांगजन है या कोई सीनियर सिटीजन है उसके लिए हमारे सिविल डिफेंस की एक ऑर्गेनाइजेशन होती है हमारे पास और एक स्काउट्स एंड गाइड्स होते हैं रेलवेज में। ये वॉलंटियर्स दोनों अजमेरी गेट और पहाड़गंज जैसे हर स्टेशन के दोनों एंट्रीज पे रहेंगे। जिसको भी जरूरत पड़ेगी उनको वो पूरी तरह से चाहे उठा के चाहे व्हील चेयर पे वो उनकी ट्रेन में उनको बोर्ड करवाएंगे।
India's eight core sectors output growth increased by 2% in September this year on annual basis according to the data released by the Ministry of Commerce today. The growth of core sectors was 4.2% during April to September this fiscal. The combined index of eight core industries measures the combined and individual performance of production of eight core industries, which are cement, coal, crude oil, electricity, fertilizers, natural gas, refinery products and steel. Union Minister of State for Environment Kirti Vardhan Singh has reiterated India's commitment towards protecting its own as well as global biodiversity for the present and future generations. Speaking at the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity, COP16 plenary session in Colombia's Cali, Mr. Singh said India has taken a significant step in global wildlife conservation by establishing the International Big Cat Alliance aimed at protecting the world's seven major big cat species. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal embarked on a comprehensive diplomatic mission in Riyadh today, marking significant strides in Indo-Saudi relations through a series of high-level meetings and cultural engagements. This comprehensive engagement underscores India's commitment to strengthening its strategic partnership with Saudi Arabia across economic, cultural and technological domains. At least 64 people have been killed in flash floods in eastern Spain's Valencia region. Torrential rains led to flash floods that swept away cars, disrupted rail lines and highways, and left roads and towns underwater yesterday. More than 1,000 soldiers from Spain's emergency response units were deployed for relief and rescue operations. The UAE government's Amnesty 2024 scheme, which provides overstaying foreigners an opportunity to regularize their visa status or exit the country without penalties, is set to conclude tomorrow with no further extension announced. The Consulate General of India in Dubai has been actively assisting Indian expatriates with the process. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala, Karaikal and Mahe during the next 3 days. It has also predicted heavy rainfall over South Interior Karnataka tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall is likely over Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Telangana. IMD said the above normal temperature tendency over northwest India is likely to continue during the next 1 week. The air quality in Delhi NCR has dropped to the very poor category. According to Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 307 at 7 this evening. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of several infrastructure and development projects from Ekta Nagar in Gujarat this evening. India and China complete disengagement at Deptang and Demchok region of eastern Ladakh after 4.5 years of standoff. As country gears up for Festival of Lights, Ayodhya celebrates grand Deepotsav with lighting of 25 lakh earthen lamps this evening. Railways operating thousands of special trains to cater to rush of passengers during festive season. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala, Karaikal and Mahe during next 3 days, and at least 64 killed in flash floods in eastern Valencia region of Spain. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.